Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, man, as we dive into the Falcon Report, you guys got a chance to hear earlier, last hour, as a matter of fact, Terry Fontenot, who joined us yesterday on the show, Falcons general manager. And Mike, I think this is what we want. I don't know if we're going to get it, okay? When September rolls around and we see what kind of team we've got and the schedule's out, you know, all that stuff's going to play out in this offseason, I don't know if we're going to be able to balance the winning of now and continuing to build for the future being in our current situation. And that is, we still got a lot of money to cut off this salary, off the salary cap. We still have to, you know, cut some of the fat. We still have decisions to make when it comes to how we're going to approach this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Free agency is going to be limited. We don't have $50 or $60 million to go play with. Not now. We may in the future. And that's what I'm talking about, Mike. We're going to get there, but we may have to make some growing pains to do it. So can you balance winning now, next season,
right,
and getting better as we continue to build
this
thing?
You know what? The listeners are saying we are equivocating. And I never want to be an equivocator, Carl. We don't want to be a waffler. That's what equivocate means. We got to come up with one plan. I'm saying take Justin Fields at four.
That's not what I'm asking you.
I'm doing
That's
it.
Not what I'm asking you.
And then,
I'm asking you, can you balance
winning really now? Nah, probably
and
not.
And moving forward. That's not.
Nope.
Justin Fields is a separate conversation.
Nah.
We'll talk about that in a second.
But
can
if I
you
go,
balance it?
If you do subscribe to that theory and or the idea that you are only going to be picking in the top five so many times in your franchise's history, if you do things right, you know, I mean, the old Falcons would have had many opportunities to be in the top 10. But now, this is a chance. If you believe, again, if you believe that franchise quarterback
is waffling there.
No. I'm telling you. I mean, if you believe, which I believe in Justin Fields, despite the fact that Ohio State quarterbacks are hot garbage in the NFL, I'm saying this is different. I consider him a bulldog who beat Clemson. How about that? Yes, you like that? Splitting hairs. But I'm saying I can't answer your question without going down that road, because you could get a transformative left tackle, move Matthews in. I know Fricky was joking around about all this stuff this morning. Move Matthews in and figure it out. But if you get Penei Sewell, you've got a guy who's going to be here for 10 years. And that, now you finally got a guy who can run the football. That's going to be hard to say no to, Carl. But, I mean, you can also get somebody from Alabama at the end of the first round, early second round, to run the football, interior lineman or tackle. They're going to be there potentially. So if you feel that you've got to address the – I want to get the offensive line. To answer your question, again, I'm getting off track here. You can run the football, make Matt Ryan and Julio viable for at least one more year. And is that what you want? But let's be honest. Do you believe the Falcons could win the Super Bowl next year? I don't believe that. I don't think there's any chance in hell that the Falcons can win the Super Bowl next year.
Okay.
So in that case, I might as well take Justin Fields and just go for the future.
Okay. And I understand you had to go the long way around saying if we do this, this, and this, this will affect the balance between building for now and the future. Let me tell you guys something. If you take Justin four, take any quarterback four, and they're sitting for a year, that doesn't help us win right now. That's not balancing and building now and for the future. That's building for the future. That's not winning now. If you take any one of these quarterbacks at four and they sit for a year, that does not help us win now.
But are you going to what are you going to win now? What are you going to win? What are you going to win in 2021?
Okay. As much as I want to agree with where we've been, okay, and this is why we're skewed. We've been in a bad relationship. I've said this, all right? We've been abused, okay? We were in an abusive relationship. The last 3 years with our football team, we just have been. There was hope. There was so much. We're going on vacation. We're going to spend time together. We're going to do fun things. And it didn't turn out that way, okay? So right now, we're skewed. So because of that, you and many Falcon fans don't believe that there's any way in hell, as you said, we can go to Super Bowl. I disagree. Because we've seen teams completely turn it around and be playoff teams, get hot, and all of a sudden, they're in the mix. Nobody thought we were going to Super Bowl in 16. So if you're asking me what we're going to win, that's still yet to be determined. But understand, if you're trying to balance, which is what I'm asking you, what do you want? Do you want to win next season, or do you want to win for the future? If you take any one of these quarterbacks, you're not helping yourself next season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.